Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Iris Bunchaft.
Thank you, John.
Nice. Now I'm focusing. I'm sorry. And we're talking with
Lisa Belinsky,
who is the program manager of Transit Solutions. And September 20th is Car Free Day Long Island. And this is the seventh
annual for Long Island.
And
that's correct.
When we went to the break, Lisa was telling us about some of the gifts, which is, you know, it's very nice that people care enough to participate and be sponsors and help out a bit.
That's very nice.
No matter what level of sponsorship, it's still appreciated because people get more involved if they think they can win something. It's just human nature. It's fun. It makes it fun.
And that's what we're going to go with. It makes it fun. And we are so appreciative. And all these sponsors are saying, thank you for making a sustainable transportation option. So we were talking about brand cycle and fitness with the bicycles. And not only that, we have the gift certificates. We have a signed football from the New York Giants. Saquon Barkley. It's a little unusual, so I forget about it. But apparently he was the 2018 NFL Rookie of the Year.
What's his name? Saquon?
Saquon.
Oh, that's not familiar
Barkley.
About it.
Saquon. And so he has a signed poster, and we have a signed football from an Evan Engram, who's doing very well. So, and a whole lot of other things. We have a lot of local tickets to theaters, landmark theaters, theaters out on the island, and they'll win tickets to that.
Right. And I have to compliment you also because these kind of days just don't happen.
They don't.
There's a lot of work. Even this, I mean, in order to get these tickets for any show, it requires a phone call. The person's not there. I'll call them back. Please call me back. You're not there. It's like,
did you ever do that, John? How did you know my life? Yes, and back and forth and emails.
Really,
and no. Oh, we thought we sent it out. No, you didn't send it out. Oh, my gosh, we sent it to the wrong person. But I'm happy to do it, and it's all for the good cause. And just Iris was asking me when we were going to break, how exactly are you entered, which is a good point. When you go to the carfreedayli.com to pledge, you are automatically entered to win these prizes. So you don't have to do anything in addition to pledging.
Okay.
And again, that pledge is just to be on next Friday, week from today, September 20th, trying to be car-free, not driving the car by yourself, or car-light, drive 2 or 3 miles less than you normally would. And if you're with your grandchildren and you take a whole bunch of your grandchildren with you, that's your carpooling. You're not in the car by yourself.
You're going out to dinner
with friends. Don't meet there in two separate cars. We'll pick you up. So the four of us will be in one car.
Well, there's many ways to do it. If you want, if you think about it, there's many ways to do it. You pick up somebody going shopping. You going shopping this afternoon. I'm going to this mall or whatever it is. And you know, like you said before, Iris, put everything in one location if you can.
Right. Schedule yourself. Yeah. Make it easy on yourself.
That's actually, it's not even being air pollution sensitive. It's making it easy. You get dressed.
It's being mindful of oneself.
Yeah. Three or four stops and then you're home versus the following day you have to go out again.
Energy, time, satisfaction of job well done because, I did all of that today.
Exactly.
It's a very good
feeling. And it's not just the company I'm with, you've said, is Transit Solutions, but we have several partners in this Car-Free Day Long Island. We work with 511 New York Rideshare, and their focus is about getting people to carpool. So you can go on their website, 511newyorkrideshare.org, and find all about carpooling, whether it's carpooling on a regular basis to get to an office here on Long Island, or if it's going to be in the city, they have another group that does it in the city. We work with the Long Island Railroad, of course, and Nice Bus. I mentioned that before, the Nassau Intercounty Express, and also SCT. I know we're on Long Island, we're in Nassau, but SCT is for the Suffolk County system. They have their own bus system.
Right.
Now, Long Island, Nassau is much larger. So the Nice Bus has 100,000 passengers a day, let's say.
That's a normal day?
Pretty much an average day. And the Suffolk County Transit has about 20,000 riders a day. Mm-hmm. And the Long Island Railroad, of course, has 250,000 some on riders. Mm-hmm. So we're all together in on this and making
Are any of the new cars, the Long Island Railroad cars, available out here in Nassau County?
Well, so
the new railroad cars. Yeah.
The M9 just got rolled out this week, right? And they just took the first trip to Huntington. And they're coming out slowly. Mm-hmm. But they are coming out. It's very exciting. They're much more energy efficient. I don't know if you got to see any kind of coverage on it, but there's a lot more. They have place that you can charge your phones.
Yes,
the working
yes.
stations. There's more leg room. The bathrooms are cleaner. It's no-touch mm-hmm. bathrooms. The seat goes up. The door opens. The water goes on.
And the arm is so, not, your clothing doesn't get caught on
caught,
the
yes,
arm.
It's not oh, the okay. snagging. So it's very exciting. Very exciting.
Try
time.
It. yeah. Nassau yeah. County people, try it.
No, that's you know, and that will take probably take a year or two as they roll them all
yes,
out piece
yes,
by
yes.
piece. Because they're not just going to throw them all away and however many cars exist. But you know, I mean, every effort is being made to take a person and give you some sort of public transportation. You
exactly.
know, like I live in Great Neck, but my stop is Little Neck, because I'm in the very beginning of Great Neck.
Okay,
but it's so simple, and we do it. You're going into the city, it's just. You take the train, you're right in the middle of the city. If you on a Saturday, and again, we're not doing it all the time, but, you know, mm-hmm. you go here, you go there. You might go to a theater, for which we did recently, at the half-price tickets.
Great. The TKTS,
there's no car. And you run around. And the negative, okay, and it's not a major negative, you just got to time it coming home. Because, you know, if you miss the train, then you got to sit in Penn Station for a half hour. But now, let me
That's
tell you this.
That's happened to me.
You no, know, no, yeah, I don't like that.
I really, even before I go
drove
in,
into the city
go ahead.
Three times last week.
Where wow. did you park?
Oh.
And how much did you pay to park?
Paying for parking.
Paying yeah. for parking. My one. We'll go around. What do you guess?
Okay.
I had three different parking bills. Which was my lowest? Which was my highest?
I don't know.
I was all in the Midtown, like 51st, 52nd, and 54th.
How many hours? Can you give us a clue?
2 hours.
2 hours.
2 hours, 2 hours and 20 minutes.
It's better than getting a $60 parking ticket, which I'd gotten. What, $100 and some odd dollars?
$80.
$80
for 2 hours and 20 minutes.
$25 and $75,
yeah.
That's crazy.
For one.
For parking. Oh, wow.
$80. Well, give me the ticket instead.
Oh, $80. My gosh.
It's ridiculous. It's like, what? It's like, yeah. And then one was... One was 40 and one was 30. One was 29, not 30. I had added them all together,
but even so, I wasn't even
no,
close.
No, so whatever that comes out for a week, it's ridiculous. So, you know, so you're going in the toll.
Right.
In that particular, that was a $100 day just driving in and out for 2 hours, you know. But nevertheless, and so that's a benefit there.
And you could have done it probably less than a quarter going in
right.
the train.
Right, I just didn't want to schlep around with the walking, but that was my, you know. But you go in with the train, it's definitely cheaper, you know. And
faster,
people
usually.
Yeah,
well, faster.
Yeah. People have to accept, and it's coming home, who wants to be coming out of Manhattan at 4 o'clock in the afternoon? Mm-hmm. You know, it's a solid line of people. It's just the people, you get in your car, you put your radio going, and it's just the mindset. What you're talking
yes.
about is so important. People just got to turn around and say, try it once. You know, because you're in the car of the train I'm talking about, you can read a book.
Yeah. You can catch up on emails. You can read the newspaper.
Right.
It's free, stress-free time. We were talking about stress before. It's definitely your own time. You're not clenched your teeth behind the wheels and looking out for motorcycles, which, you know, scary on the road.
Yeah.
I know. It's another...
The motorcycles are crazy too, but that's besides the point.
You know, can I also mention, John, that this is the second year, so the seventh year of Car Free Day Long Island, but
okay.
it's the second year of the Long Island Mobility Week, which
okay.
is another concept we kind of borrowed from Europe. Last year was the first year, and this is the second year, so it officially starts tomorrow, right, is the 14th, and ends up, culminates next Friday
okay.
on Car Free Day. So it's a week-long series of places, municipalities and different businesses that are doing all sorts of things to try and raise awareness to the transportation option. So tomorrow we're starting in Hempstead. We talked about Hempstead a little bit before at 11:30 in the morning at Denton Park. There's going to be a walking tour showing how the walking in Hempstead, you have to be very acknowledgement of the traffic and how you should pedestrian safety and how the cars could look out
wow.
for the walkers. At the same time, there's a Long Island bicycle parade going off in Hempstead, and that's to promote biking as a form of transportation. And people make up their bicycles as different floats. So they put a lot of creativity, a lot of excitement into making up these floats. Okay, it's also 11:30 in Hempstead.
I bet most people don't know about this.
No. And then we go on later that night at 5:30. We start in East Rockaway. They're doing a Stars and Stripes salute to Car Free Day Long Island. So they're going to have music, and they shut down a certain area to traffic, and there'll be drink specials and food specials, food trucks. They do fireworks at the end of the night. The mayor will be there and explaining to people Car Free Day Long Island. Go on the website, carfreedaylongisland.com, and try and pledge. I'll be there with some paperwork that people can actually pledge.
Right.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things going on.
It's a good thing we've had you on.
It's what we've talked about every now and then. There's so many things going on. It's just getting people, making people aware of them.
It is. And then
if
you go on to
hear about Stars and Stripes 3 weeks from now and say, I would have went to that. You know, or the balloon, the
floats. These are the golden nuggets.
Yeah, it's the truth, though. And it's just that, you know.
I've been called much worse than my four children than a golden nugget.
No,
thank you, Iris.
Iris brought that up maybe
an inside
a year ago.
Joke here.
Oh, okay. I like that.
It's the truth. It's some little simple thing like that, that it's a nice event. You go to it. And the credit goes to Christina Lou for bringing people like you on, because people listening to the show who are doing nothing maybe tomorrow night say, let's get it. May not be for them.
That's fine.
But you're right, Brian, you know this was cute. And it's something to get out of the house, even.
They can go on to longislandmobilityweek.org and find about all the other
also,
activities
you
happening
can call
during
311, because all the information you're given, if they call 311 in the town of North Hempstead.
You know, that's not a panacea, 311. Have you
informed 311? Well, we've been in touch with the town of North Hempstead.
Look it up and give her the address. They can.
Right. And also
Trust
then
North Hempstead.
On Car Free Day itself, the next Friday, from 7 to 9 in the morning, we were talking about wine and dance. The commuters get free coffee by the local 7-Eleven. Later that night, they're going to show a family movie from 7:30 when it gets dark to 9:30, and again, music and snacks.
Okay.
They're going to give away bicycle helmets.
You have a lot of volunteers that help your group?
We have a lot of our, the initiative of the group is based with different organizations that help us form it. So we have people from municipalities, from the town of Huntington, from Vision Long Island.
Okay.
We have Nassau County, Suffolk County representatives. Northwell is with us.
Well, how large
sponsors.
Is your own group?
I'm kind of working on my own with Transit Solutions, but again, we bring in all sorts of individuals that help volunteer and help with the cause.
Do you do a lot by phone or a lot by computer?
Both. It's really both. It's
coordination
really
both. Is a lot, obviously, for all these different organizations.
Right. And then also on that day,
well, no
Friday.
Wonder, because you can't go anyplace. You're attached to something
all
the time.
Right.
So in Seacliff, at 5:30, they'll actually be closing down the street on Seacliff Avenue, and they're going to have a whole family event down there. The children will be doing artwork on the streets themselves.
I know Seacliff. Yep, it's
beautiful. Yeah, really pretty. They've just discovered walking paths to the water. They're going to be giving tours of that at 5:30 and 6:30. So there's a lot going on.
The shame of this is we're out of time. This is a half hour gone already.
Oh, my gosh.
September 20th is Car Free Day. Do your best. It doesn't mean you can't be in a car whatsoever.
Exactly.
Try to double up, triple up, however you can do it. Walk a block, as Ira said. Do all your shopping in one day. You'd still get credit. Instead of driving to three different neighborhoods over the course of 3 days, you'll still get credit.
And if they can go on to carfreedaylongisland.com.
You'll get all the information.
Yep, and longislandmobility.org.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.